I was an apricot. So was Anna. My mom, she was a grapefruit, because sometimes she had pips, but with sugar she could be sweet enough. Anna and I had fruit names for everyone on Fox Street, as though the world was one big fruit salad. There was the woman at number 30 who lost her husband. We saw him being taken out in a body bag. She was a passion fruit, shriveled. But she was nice. Used to ask us in for Earl Grey tea and ginger cake because she was lonely. That passion fruit. The man next door was a pineapple. He was a pineapple because we weren't sure about him, even then. And he was, like pineapples in a bowl of fruit, the only one, living on his own. And usually, those men had mothers to care for, but not the pineapple. We saw the pineapple and passion fruit one day. She must have asked him in for Earl Grey tea instead of us apricots because the curtains were half drawn. And I remember my mother, the grapefruit, explaining that pineapples don't need too much sunlight or they over-ripen.